getting old for you?
Pro Bowl never gets old. It's always really a big blessing. It's really humbling when you do get invited to a Pro Bowl.
Joe, you always say you live in the moment, but the names you're now associated with the Pro Bowl is pretty historic. Does that hit you?
It's a weird feeling reading the other names that are up there making the Pro Bowl the first nine seasons, because you're talking about all-time NFL greats. So it's really special, and it's also very humbling.
You look at this, I know you've talked about, and we've talked about with you, your goal of eventually making the Hall of Fame. It almost gets to be a point where you make this many Pro Bowls, it's hard not to make the Hall of Fame. Have you looked at it in a Hall of Fame context, making this many Pro Bowls?
Well, I saw that the other eight members of the group of guys that have made the first nine Pro Bowls are in the Hall of Fame, so I certainly don't want to set a record and be the only one that's not.
What's the most fun thing you've done in Hawaii other than playing in the game?
You know, the first time we visited the Marine Corps base, which is like on the northeast side of the island, I want to say it's like called Kanawehe Bay or something like that. That was really cool because you drive from Honolulu, like kind of across the island through a tunnel across the mountain, and it kind of looks like Jurassic Park when you first come out of the tunnel and you see this like rainforest almost, and you can look down on the military base, and it's gorgeous. And then we got to spend time with the Marines there and went through some of their training, different things that they've done, and they had like a shooting simulator from like Iraq and Afghanistan, and it was really cool spending time with the Marines over there, and we also got to do a play 60 over there. So those were some big highlights for me when we were over there. And one other thing was, a couple years ago they had some big surf on the North Shore, and there was like 40-foot waves, and they had all the pro surfers out there, so we went over there and watched them, which was pretty cool. All things that you wouldn't ever be able to do in Cleveland.
Did you think about trying it?
No. They were yanking people out of the water that were not professionals. So it was pretty cool, but pretty serious. We weren't going to be swimming.
Are you happy to have it back in Hawaii as opposed to being wherever the Super Bowl is?
Yeah, I think it belongs in Hawaii. It's a much better experience for all the players, and you can tell that the people over there just love football so much. They're so thankful that the NFL players do get to go over there and have the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and the locals really get excited. I know people back on the mainland don't get too excited about the Pro Bowl, but the locals in Hawaii love it.
Did you like the Pro Bowl when you were younger, you know, before you started as a career? Watch the Pro Bowl?
It's one of those where if you're not doing anything and you're watching TV, you'll flip it on, but I wouldn't make a point of watching it. You know, it's pretty tough because I don't have a great memory to start with. But, you know, after nine seasons, it's hard to remember, like, exactly what's happened here and there. So it becomes difficult to compare seasons.
What do you think's one of the keys to the fact you've been able to be so consistent when your career's gone?
Well, for me, I'm always trying to improve. I'm always looking at what I do and trying to make it better. Even if you do make the block successfully, I'm always wondering, could I have done it easier or better technique-wise? How could I improve that? So I think just that constant striving for improvement has kind of helped me continue to get better as my career is going on.
Joe, how this new format, you know, when you and Alex would be on opposite teams?
Yeah. I like the traditional AFC versus NFC format, but the people upstairs that make the money to make the decisions, they seem to like the draft format because – they can sell tickets to a draft day and put another thing on TV. And so I guess that has to do with it. You got to make money. So, yeah.
Joe, how proud are you of Alex Mack coming off a broken leg to make it back to the Pro Bowl?
I'm really happy for him. He's obviously one of my best friends on the team, and I've been around a long time with him. And so it's a lot of fun that he'll be out there joining me. And it's good that the work that he's put in coming back from that broken leg is paying off.
Have you been just impressed by the ability to, you know, he says he thinks he's at the same level now that he was before the injury?
it's impressive that a guy that comes off of such a bad broken leg and other injuries is able to come back, and he's to the point now where you don't even think about it. You wouldn't even know, except for the scar on his leg, that he had a bad injury last year. I guess I never really thought down the line or wondered how good I would be, but certainly I had my goals, and I knew that achieving success or being a good player doesn't happen overnight. It's a long process. It's all about just making daily improvements. So that's kind of how I've always approached every practice and every day. And I had confidence in my ability, but you always have second thoughts, and you doubt yourself at certain times about if you can do it, if you're made for it, because everybody goes through ups and downs throughout their career, especially early on. But pretty happy to be selected in my 9th straight Pro Bowl. I feel like it's a great honor, and it is something that kind of it is a great reward for the hard work that we put in.
Have you heard from anybody else in the 9 club yet?
I haven't. No, I'll have to see Jim Brown. He's the only one I've met. I've met Barry Sanders too, but I'll have to chat with him. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's instinctual and then you kind of refine it, or is it something you watch and work on?
I think it's both. I think a lot of it is genetics, you know. It's how quickly you can react, how you can diagnose things just by looking at them. A lot of it's being an athlete, having mobility, but then once you get to the NFL, there's a lot of guys that have genetic talents. So then there's another component of watching the film, being super critical of yourself, watching guys that do a good job and trying to ask the hard questions. Why? Why is that guy good? Other than, oh, he's big and fast and strong. I mean, there's a reason why people are good. And I think the longer you're around, the more you want to find out why. That becomes important and interesting. To me, the why is really important. And interesting, and that's kind of why I ask a lot of questions and I watch a lot of film, and even on other guys on different positions, not even offensive line, but as I understand the offensive side of things more, I become more interested with other things to kind of keep my mind fresh. So I like to ask questions of quarterbacks and receivers and defensive guys, why you do this. And I think there's some carryover with all positions.
You've done all this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it makes it more difficult to play well because you're playing against really good talent week in and week out. But I do think there is some benefit long term. I think it does make you better. You play against better competition. The best of you is going to come out, and you're going to be a better player when it's all said and done. So I do think that has helped me personally, playing against a division that has perennial Pro Bowlers that you go against every single week. So I think that has made me a better player.
So you mentioned him in your Hall of Fame speech.
Murphy's right in that speech, so you got to talk to him.
Joe, you had another Pro Bowl year, and Alex Mack had a Pro Bowl year. Can you list a couple of reasons why the running game has not had close to a Pro Bowl year?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the first part of it is the obvious part, that we just haven't had a lot of opportunities at it. You know, a lot of these games, you're getting behind and you get into a situation where you can't run the ball at all. And I think a lot of times an effective running game comes from kind of wearing the defense down. And you get those longer runs in the second half of games that turns your average into a 4-yard average and gets you over 100 yards, which is kind of what everyone universally looks at and says, hey, that was a good game or that wasn't a good game. Did you average 4 yards? Were you over 100 yards on the ground? And so you get in those situations where it just turns into a throw fest and maybe only get 8 or 10 carries in a game. And if you didn't really make the most of those carries and really hit them on something, a lot of times you just don't have the opportunity to have a successful running day.
I think you're second in rushing attempts in the NFL.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that theory's wrong then. You mean second lowest or second highest? Oh, I thought you meant second highest. I was like, holy crap. I guess I was full of crap then. But, I mean.
Other than that, the disruption with Moeller, Shanahan, did that contribute?
I'm glad you're like my assistant today. You're doing a great job. So my second point was, when Flip came in, we were trying to do Kyle's rushing scheme. So I think maybe that wasn't a good fit for us for what we did as an offense, collectively, from the coaches to the running backs to the offensive line to the tight ends. Maybe it wasn't that fit that we thought it would be. And so it took us kind of a while longer than it should have to figure out what we do well, what Flip likes to call, what the running backs like. And so to me, I think maybe there was kind of a disjointing of the fit between what we were trying to call and what we were going to do well. And so as the season wore on, I think now you're seeing us more efficient and effective in the running game because we're running different plays and we're doing things that maybe Flip's more comfortable with, that he sees the offensive line doing a better job with, that the running backs like more. So I think in the last few games we've been a lot better in the run game, and hopefully that'll continue and we'll continue that growth in the run game the last 2 weeks.
Good tight ends this year, but do you feel like Gary should have been made?
Yeah. You know, when people always like to talk about snubs this time of year, which is the hot topic, you always talk about guys that have had great years, Pro Bowl type years, and certainly Gary Barnidge is one of those guys that definitely deserves it. I expect him to be there anyway as an alternate. But it's tough. You know, I think they only bring four tight ends maybe. And you look at those other names, and they've all had great years. And if you take one of those guys out and put Gary in, you're going to say he got snubbed. So, of course, I'm a homer, and I think Gary deserves it, certainly. But it's hard to argue that some of those guys didn't deserve it.
Joe, have you ever done any of the movie stuff that Gary does? Like, take some fans from movies?
I'm not a big movie guy, so I don't have time for movies, really. I know he's single and has no kids, so he doesn't know what that's like. Yeah.
You ought to take a punt.
Yeah, exactly. Be a good excuse. I have, yeah. I'm excited to take kids out there and enjoy.
You couldn't get away with not taking them.
Wouldn't want to. They're so amazing. They're so perfect. You wouldn't want to leave them at home.
How old are your kids now?
3 and 1.
Are they super impressed by the fact that you're a Pro Bowler?
I don't even know if they know I play football, so maybe someday.